because you are the everlasting God, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, our God that heareth whenever we call. We thank you because you are mightier than the sound of many waters. We thank you because you are the lily of the valley. We thank you because you are the one who is graciously gracious. We thank you for the precious blood of the Lamb of God that speaks better things to us than the blood of Abel this morning. Le egusto soprenega cuguso soprenegas. Dengosto sepentrunoso. En de gusto sopriando volibus suprone de gusto si. En de quaso soprende de cuguso si. En de quaso osopion de quaso. En de cuso soprende de gusto si. En de gusto. Mendolo Boguso soprende gecosiata ando andole becuso soprende gecuaso si endo bogolibu socia ande gecustosia endele bolibu socia ende gecuso soprende gecogolibu socia enge cucuso se endele prono bogosiate. En de gecolibus socie, en du custoso, soprion de gegelebus socie, en du custoso, pentro novosa, in lobo gociato, en soprion de gegolobus ate, en de gecustoso sia, en de cucusoso prenegasa, in lobo gociate, en do cutolo brone gequasa sia. Endo gogo siato lobre nege kusosie. Mendege libru sosie andalike kwaza. Endege kwazo sopre nege kwazo. Ela bogo gogo shete. Endo gogo sosie. Ele bre nebe go siako to lobro nege gogo go siate. Ende gogo soso prundege kwaza sia. Endo gogo lobro sa ate. Endege kwaza ando golobrusi ate. Endegegegelebrusa ata. Endokuso soprondego sukuto noblega shate. Usoprondega kaza lemengri da boso siye. Ensopriando gelemengo bogo siate. Engegelebruso siye. Endekuso siya andagagagalabrusi ate. Endukusto soprondege kukuso siya. Endo gogo gogo brisa ate, endege kokolu brusosia, endege gegele brusosia, endo kustosia, ando lobrene kokuasa, endo gogo librusosia, andelike kwasa ate, ilo gogo siato, enso peto, endege kwasosia, endege kukusosia, endo gogo librusosia, Endu kuso sopiando like kwata nengwa kuzoza. Endo prendege kwazo. Endo lobo shate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Amen. Beloved, the word of the Lord spoke thus, Proverbs 24, Proverbs chapter number 24, Proverbs 24, thank you, Jesus. Verse number 3. True wisdom, a house is built. True wisdom, a house is built. And by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. True wisdom, a house is built true understanding. It is established. True knowledge. The rooms are filled with gifts. With precious and pleasant riches. Precious and pleasant riches. Precious and pleasant riches. Precious and pleasant riches. Beloved, the word of the Lord is helping us to see the role of wisdom in building our lives. True wisdom, a house is built, but the most important thing this morning is that when the word of the Lord is talking about the wisdom that builds, then it's talking about Christ that builds. Because you and I now know that 1 Corinthians 1:24, that Christ is the wisdom and the power of God. And it is Christ, as we saw in the eighth watch of the Touch Heaven program, as he spoke in the book of Matthew, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So we realize that the builder of the church is God. And that is why the word of the Lord says, true wisdom, a house is built. Beloved, is talking about the wisdom that builds, a wisdom that works with divine skill. Supernatural ability to build. And we begin to look at how the word of God releases that, because Jesus showed us two types of houses. The house that is built upon the rock and the house that is built upon the sand. And when the wind and the storm blew against it, a house was still standing while another house could not withstand, could not stand based on what was in its foundation. But tonight the Lord said, understanding brings about establishment. So we saw the wisdom talking about the skill. We saw understanding talking about the supernatural intelligence. It talks about divine insight. But Saul that is talking understanding is talking about illumination. It's talking about having insight. Beloved, and on the basis of understanding, there is establishment, and Paul will begin to pray in Ephesians 1. I said, from the day that I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for the saints, I cease not to bow down my knee, that God will grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of his will. Spirit of wisdom, revelation, in the knowledge of his will, so that you and I will know the things that are freely given to us in Christ Jesus, so that we will have an understanding about what Christ has freely made available to us. It is important this morning that I lay one foundation on this altar before we pray the first prayer. It said, 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom And when he's talking in this context, he's talking about, he said, Sophia, that is the ability to have a broad and full intelligence that enables us to use the knowledge or apply the knowledge that we have in various matters. Sophia, wisdom that is full of intelligence, and give us the ability to apply a knowledge that we have that is applying the knowledge of God or the knowledge that we have in His Word to various situations, to various matters. That is where the Bezalia and the Eulab were able to build complex things because the spirit of wisdom was inside of them. Beloved, so we saw the word of the Lord saying we need to have the spirit of wisdom. Of knowledge, and revelation. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, in the knowledge of Christ who is the wisdom and the power of God. Revelation means apocalypse. Apocalypsis. Apocalypse is bringing to making plain what was obscured. Making plain or bringing to light or laying bare what is hidden, what is naturally unknown, making plain what was unknown, and what is it saying to us, bringing to manifestation what is not naturally known, because there are secret things and there were hidden things. And the word of the Lord said unto us is given the understanding of the mysteries of God, because God wants us to know. That's why Paul said that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The eyes of our understanding, talking about our mind, talking about a seat of thought, and imagination. That is the way of thinking, having divine perspective on any issue. Beloved, because it primarily determines how far we can go. That is having the right view about a matter. I'm going somewhere in the next 2 minutes. It will reach home in your heart, and as we begin to pray. The eyes of our understanding being flooded with light, being enlightened, having illumination, beloved, when there is light. Visibility is clear. But when he's talking about being enlightened, he's talking about being instructed, having the right details, the right information about a matter, having a clear understanding as it is required. So that we may know the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in his saints. We know why he has called us. We know what he has deposited, the riches the wealth, the fullness of what Christ has placed in us. God was telling us in the afternoon about the great things that is doing in the life of every prevailer. In the life of each and every one of us. It said, by knowledge, the rooms are filled with gifts, which are the riches of his inheritance in Proverbs chapter 24, with all precious and pleasant riches. But the precious and the pleasant riches are to be discovered. They are to be taken hold of. That's why he said, a wise man is strong, yet a man of knowledge increases strength. For by the wise counsel you will wage your own war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. What is Christ saying to us in this Proverbs chapter 24? Verse number 5. A wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases strength. Because we have had wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and we have been able to discover the wealth and the riches of God inside of his word, and it's applied in the right way, it pre-informed us and enabled us to know how to plan, to understand the strategies that we have to follow, and to know how we must walk in the way we ought to walk. That's why success and achievement is possible for us. Why do we need this? Because to succeed, you need to have strategy. To succeed in life, you have to plan to win. And winning wisdom of God requires us locating the pathway to succeed in anything that we do. And Christ, the wisdom and the power of God, is Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. It's the way, the truth, and the life. So there is a way to eat. There is a path to get to the top. There is a way to follow. And it is Jesus. In John 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through me. So the way of wisdom, the Christ who is the wisdom and the power of God, is also the way, is the truth, is the life. No man cometh to the Father except through me. Beloved, the truth of the matter is, it will tell the church in the wilderness, in Exodus, it will say, you have never passed through this way before. So a place we have never passed through before, God is the one that says, I am sending my angels before your face. and said, listen to him. Said, you have never passed through this way before. The way of wisdom will require divine reliance on God, who is the, in Christ Jesus, the embodiment of all wisdom. So he said, you have never passed through this way before. I will send my angels before your face, but it is paramount that you listen to him. You have never passed through this way before. So you can't preempt, you can't presume, you cannot assume, but when you want to sail in the way of wisdom, it requires total reliance on the Holy Spirit that is the Spirit of wisdom. You have never passed through this way before. Joshua chapter number 3. Please bear with me. Joshua number 3. Joshua 3. Verse 4. The word of the Lord says, when they were going to cross Jordan, the Lord spoke to them and said, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, with the Levitical priest carrying it, then you will set out from the place where you go after it. However, there shall be between you and it a distance of about 2,000 cubits. By measure, do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you shall go. For you have not passed this way before. What God is saying, the ark that is carried to cross the Jordan, it has the presence of the Lord. It symbolizes the presence of the Lord that is carried by the Levitical priest. He said, don't get too familiar with it so that you can know where to go, so that you don't lose sight. Keep it in focus and follow after it. Because he said, keep a space between you and those who are carrying the ark so that you don't miss the direction that they are going, and you are not familiar, too familiar, that you lose sight of where to go. There's something that is bringing home to you and to me. It's telling us about a reliance on God in all seasons. If you want to go, if you want to operate in the wisdom and in divine insight that brings us into supernatural achievement, then we need a total dependency on our God. It said we have never passed through this way before. So it required having a focus. It requires understanding the mind of God. And that is why Jesus said, of my own I can do nothing. What I see my Father do, that is that which I do. If Jesus can rely on the Father in what he does, therefore it is paramount for us to know that we have We operate in that kind of wisdom that achieve great things as we rely on the one who is Christ, the wisdom of God, the power of God, and is also the way, is the one that will show us the way. And we have established that the revealer is God the Father that revealed the Christ to us. And he has revealed to us Christ, and he gave us the spirit of revelation, which is the Holy Spirit that dwelleth in us, who will reveal the way that we have to go, the way of wisdom unto us. So we need the Holy Spirit to guide us. We also need the Word of God. Psalm 27. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In the same way that we have to cross the Jordan rivers of life in order to access the heritage, the riches, and the wealth that is in the land that God is taking us, God's word will give us divine illumination to get there. So we are praying this morning, engaging the winning word of wisdom, the power of the Holy Spirit in this 20 minutes to begin to reveal the way to succeed, the way to have the strategy. That is what Joseph had, that translated his prisoner to have an employment in the palace. He had insight. He had insight. And he had strategy. And Pharaoh looked at him that if you can understand the problem and you have a strategy for the solution, who can best do the job than you? So when we go for interviews, you understand the questions, you are able to respond properly according to what is required, that is when we get hired. When we sit for exams, you understand the questions and you are able to answer it, that is when you have a success result. So it takes insight. It's going to take having the strategy for winning, discovering the grace required to be able to apply the knowledge that we have on the matter to develop the strategy and the plan for success. So we can build a successful career, build a successful marriage, build a successful, beloved organization because of the wisdom and the insight that God has made available to us. So tonight, you and I were going to ask the Lord, thank God for what Christ is to us. We are going to ask the Lord for supernatural grace. About having supernatural grace to be able to locate and have understanding of how to build, if we will allow the Spirit of Truth to build through us. So this morning I want us to thank God for Christ. And thank him, Christ, you are my wisdom. You are the power of God to me. Thank you for the riches of the wisdom of God that is embedded within me by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then as we give him thanks from the depth of your heart tonight. Father, I give you thanks.
Ende que libros o sea
Ich ton dole belikruze ate. Ich tula prende ge kwaso sia. Ich ton doli ke kwaza siande le brise ato. Ich tula prende ge kwaza ate. Ich ge kwashte. Il lobo belikruze sia. Ende ge libruze ato. Ich ton doko kuso siande le brise ate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So the Lord spoke unto Joshua, you have never passed through this way before. He gave insight. He gave his word. He gave them instruction. And he guided them. He said, you will allow the priest that carries the ark to go first. And those who follow them, they should keep a distance. Beloved, the instruction of wisdom enabled them to be able to plan and enabled them to know how to make success of the project of crossing over the Red Sea, crossing over Jordan on a dry ground. So the word gave them insight. The word gave them knowledge how they will be able to come up with a strategic plan of crossing over and making a success of what that Jordan stands for. It keeps them on the right path, enables them to be able to operate in such a wisdom that they know how to manage the entire group of people in getting to the other side of the Jordan River. So they were able to apply themselves to the word that they have received. In order for us to make a success of whatsoever God will have us do, we need to be able to apply wisdom, we need a proper application of the word of God that he has given to us. And divine revelation is critical in understanding what we ought to know, in making plain to us what we do not understand. When you are going for interview or sitting for an exam, you really don't know what you are going to be asked. But the spirit of wisdom will give you insight that reveals to you what your interviewer or your examiner is going to require. So it makes plain what we ought to know so that we can make a success of the interview or make a success of that exam. Beloved, so as we saw from the prayer of Paul, that he said that God will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of God. When you have divine revelation, you have access to supernatural intelligence that makes us to be able to apply ourselves in any situation and achieve God kind of results. Yes, I deliberately have to bring this to this low level, some of us might say, but I know. But have you been able to apply it and you have been able to get results? Jesus said, of my own, I can do nothing but what I see the Father do. That is what I do. Because he had revelation of what the Father is doing. So he followed after suit and he got the result that was meant to get. John 5:19. Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does, In like manner, Jesus was telling us about divine revelation that God divinely gave him an insight into what he is doing. And when he does it, so when you see him telling the blind to go to the pool of Siloam and wash their face, he already saw them do, he already saw that activity of healing already take place as the Father has done it. And so when he declare it in like manner, he gets results. As the word of the Lord says in John chapter number 14, John 14, I think that is verse 12. Truly, truly, I said to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these, he will do because I go unto my Father. The works are the activities that are supernatural, that manifested the supernatural results that exceed human imagination. Those who have the letters, the scribes and the Pharisees, they can't achieve it. But he said, what you have seen me achieve, you can do a lot more because you believe in me. The works that I do, you will do also. If we are to do the greater works and achieve greater things, we have to do it in the same manner that Jesus did it. The Bible says, Jesus said, I do those things by having a revelation of what the Father is doing. So, beloved, in the house of Peter, whose mother-in-law was sick, he knows what to do. When he prayed for her, the woman began to serve. It was restored back. Her life was given back to her. Our capability of serving was given back to her. She went back to begin to serve. As you saw last night, he saw a Peter that his business has never is given unto him a zero result, beloved. But the fishes were hidden in the darkness of the deep of the sea, and Jesus was able to say, launch the net into the deep, because he already saw it, but it was not plain to the natural eyes. So by divine revelation, the Father has told him. And what again did Jesus operate in John chapter number 2? John 2, I believe John 2, 24. John 2, verse 24. The word of the Lord said, Jesus on his part was not entrusting himself to them, for he knew all men. And because he did not need anyone to testify concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man. The Father reveals what he was to do, and he had insight. He was a supernatural knowing, understanding of what is in man. So, beloved, things were plain to him. Things were laid bare to him. Beloved saw his reading, his imagination is divine. Beloved, he has illumination about situation. So he did not make his friend enemies and enemies friends. He knows what to do at all times. Beloved, I want you to know that for us to achieve success, for our lives to be built, to have the strategy, Jesus is that word of God. Jesus Christ is that wisdom of God. Beloved is the revelator. He said, when I go, the Holy Spirit will come to you and dwell in you. it will teach you what you ought to know. So he said, the Father revealed to me what I ought to do, and that is what I do. And beloved, when the Father reveals, there is a supernatural knowing, so he does not do things just like any which way that we do things without knowledge. He has knowledge. So you are going to say to the Lord this morning, my Father, by your Holy Spirit and the light of your word, Lord, give me illumination. Give unto me spiritual alertness, spiritual understanding, Lord, of how to apply the winning wisdom of God to every area of my life. He knows all things. Lord, by the presence of your Holy Spirit in me, unravel to me all the things that I need to know. Sensitize my mind. Lord, give me spiritual alertness to know what to do, not to make a success of the workings of God that is in my life. Lord, to build my life, to build my career, to make success in every area of my life, to have good success, to understand the way of success, to understand the pathway of achieving divine results. You have said to the Father, my Father, Lord, unravel to me this secret that I need to know to succeed in life, in my ministry, in my career, in my business, to succeed at interviews. Ella me cubososo, ende que cuaso, ende que cuata, elebri acuasocia, estula bongros ate, ende que librososie, ende que cuasocia, ilobronde que cuaso, estula bronde que cuaso, estonde que quiaso, isobronde que custosia, ilobongo gosiate. Esu ate endege kwazo, istolike kwazo zia, ilobru andobo shto zie, ike kwashite, ilobobo kwazo zie, istondolike kwazo zie, esu prundega kwazo zie, elabobo shete. Beloved, when you have understanding, you are able to plan right, you are able to work right, you are able to strategize. You are able to know how to carry yourself. You are able to understand how to achieve results. So you are not living your life based on permutation and calculation. You are living based on divine understanding of what to do. So Jesus achieved results in every one of what he does because he has revelation, he has understanding, including knowing man. There are people that we will meet in the pathway to success, in the pathway to establishment, in the pathway to career advancement, in the pathway, beloved, even to crossing to the other side of a promotion. And we need to know them. Jesus understands what is in them. So it is possible to know the question before you are asked. It is possible for you to know who you are going to meet before you meet them. They came and told Jesus that Lazarus was sick. He said the sickness is not unto death, because he corrected what he knew would happen, because he knew that that sickness is going to is going to lead to death, but he knew that he cannot die because he himself is the resurrection power that the world in his time needed to know the power of resurrection, that even those who are dead can rise up again. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. And he tarried. He tarried in the same city. He was not in a hurry to go. He got on with other businesses. And when he got there, they said, Lazarus is dead. He was not afraid. He said, where have you laid him? He knew himself. There is a divine knowing that comes with divine revelation and divine knowledge and divine wisdom. It helps us to know all things. It knows, it said, the Spirit of truth will reveal all things to you. Who is the Spirit of truth? Jesus said in John chapter 14, he said, and evil. In verse 10, let's look at 10. He said, don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I said to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing the work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. The Father is in the work, but how? Is that very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have done, I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than this, because I'm going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. And beloved, as believers, Christ has come to live in us. That is the power that we receive as salvation. Beloved, he said to us, many as believed him, he gave the power to become sons of God. I will not leave you as others. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live. You will live also. Beloved, said, on that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. I am in you. By the Spirit of truth, Christ came to dwell in us. He said, all this, verse 25, I have spoken still while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you, will teach you all things. I will remind you of everything that I have said to you. So the Holy Spirit is becomes our teacher. He teaches us how to build right. He teaches us how to strategize. He gives us an understanding of what we ought to know in order for us to build that success, in order to achieve that great result. And that is why we are going to acknowledge. He said, he's in you. In the time of the prophets, it comes upon them. In the time of the kings, beloved, they are anointed with that oil. That is when a soul is changed to another man. And the gifts and the graces of God begins to manifest in him. What he was doing attracted favor. People were giving to him. You are sent to the Lord. He said, success is possible. And it's in every aspect of our life, provided we allow the supernatural grace of God to have expression in us by the Holy Spirit, so that we are not just relying on what you physically know You take the limits of God and you are saying, God, by your spirit, Lord, teach me what I need to know. Lord, how to strategize, how to understand. Give me insight. Jesus said, I have insight because the Father showed it to me. And he said, you can, that is why what I did was successful. And you can do greater works than what I do because the same Holy Ghost is coming to reside on the inside of us. So don't look down on me. I am not ordinary because the great one, the one that has all knowledge and all insight, indwelleth me. So you are saying to God, my Father, thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit, the advocate on the inside of me, the all-knowing, the almighty, the all-powerful God. Therefore, Lord, find expression in my life with divine understanding, divine illumination, that I'm able to apply myself to the word of God to achieve God's results in business, in my career, in every area of my life. I apply myself to it. And then I got results. So when we have a sensitive, when a spirit man is sensitized to know what God is doing, it means that for us to achieve the result, there must be a doing. We also have to do what we saw God do. It is in doing that we have success. That's why Isaiah 1 verse 19 or so said, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Obedience will precede the ability to do. When you see and he spoke and you do, that is expressing our obedience in acting out what we saw the Father do. Not doing things our own way, but we are doing things in God's way. Then we get God's result. And every result of supernatural wisdom will exceed the imagination and the expectation of man. How do I know this? Ephesians 3:20. It said God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly. That is why Paul says, if we will help us to know what the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power, the power of the Holy Spirit that is in us, will enable us to accomplish a result that surpasses our imagination and our expectation. But it will only happen when we obey. It will only happen when we take a step of faith in the direction of what God has shown us. Therefore, we are going to ask the Lord for grace. You will see that in Esther chapter number 2, you and I will see that Mordecai guided and Esther, if she was not an obedient person, following the direction of Mordecai, she would not have appeared when the king needed another person to take the place of Vashti. There were Vashtis that has to be removed in order for us to come to a place. Beloved, there are a man that has to be removed in order for your Mordecai to take your place in your employment. But Esther could have said, I don't qualify. She could have said that she is an orphan, but she obeyed the instruction. Everything that you saw made Esther to be Esther. For her head to be able to wear a crown is that she was obedient. Mordecai, in verse 7 of Esther 2, the Bible says she had a cousin named Hadassah, whom he had brought up because she had neither father nor mother. This young woman, who was also known as Esther, had a lovely figure and was beautiful. Mordecai had taken her as his own daughter when her father and mother died. That was the investment of Mordecai. Beloved, the Bible never tells us about other children that Mordecai had. It said when the king's order and edict had been proclaimed, many young women were brought to the citadel of Susa and put under the care of Agag. Esther also was taken to the king's palace. Esther walked in obedience. Obedience is a seed that makes us to enjoy favor. You cannot rebel and enjoy favor with the person that you are, that is giving you order. He followed, she made the work easy for the person that was raising him. Vashti was removed. She has opportunity, but because she was disobedient, she was removed from the palace. because her husband was having a feast and she was doing her own thing. She lost her place. She was displaced. So wisdom requires obedience to what God has divinely shown us, obedience to act on it. The word of the Lord said that Esther was pleasing unto the Enoch that was looking after them. Immediately she won favor. Beloved, probably other girls come into the place, they have their own idea on what they should dress, how they should dress. But they provided her with a beauty treatment and special food and assigned to her seven female attendants selected from the king's palace and moved her and her attendants into the best place in the harem. Because there is something about this lady that made her to have favor. Everything that that Enoch gave her, that is what she took. Even when she was going to appear, that was 12 months of treatment. When you are going through certain things over a period of time, you can become an expert. And you can ignore the people that are teaching you because you can say that I do this every day. I do not. You can get familiar with your teacher. That is the normal, natural way. That is why when people are growing, they have to know that you cannot know too much than your teacher. Jesus said, I'm achieving that result because I listen. I follow the directives that I see the Father do. And beloved, I pray a prayer for myself. Lord, do not let me be too known that my teacher is the Holy Spirit, guides me. Hold my hand. Don't let me outrun you. Do not let me be too known that the Spirit of the living God lets my life follow through after your leading. He said, keep the space between the Ark of Covenant, those who carry the Ark of Covenant, and yourself, because the Holy Spirit knows the success that we have to achieve. He already sees it done. God is the Alpha and the Omega. He knows the end from the very beginning before I embark on the journey. And when we act in obedience and in reliance, beloved, you have peace in your heart about the success, about the outcome of that result. Beloved, so when others are all over the place and they have a singular experience and they don't have a comeback, Esther was getting comeback. Esther was favored. I want you to say to the Lord, Lord, give me the act of listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit and the grace of obedience. Lord, to do what I see the Holy Spirit teach me to do. Do not let me be too wise to know that my teacher, in the mighty name of Jesus, let me have my teacher in front of me, the Holy Spirit. Let me be taught by the Spirit of the living God. Lord, give me grace to continue to be taught by the Holy Spirit. I do not want to be too known. It's so beyond the Galibrus Osea. Estegente lebri acucustoso. He knows the secret, so he can teach me. Teach me how to succeed. Teach me how to build my life, my career, my ministry, according to the divine will of God. Therefore, Lord, let my spirit man be aligned with the Holy Spirit. In sobi egetu agazate, in lobro neka kwazosie. In sobronde ge custoso, in lobrunda ga quaso, in sobronde ge custosia, in lobronde ge custoso, bronde ge chiesa, in lobronde ge quaso. The part of the body that is acting on its own without correlation or question with the rest of the body is what they call defective body, defective organ. Beloved, but God wants us to walk in agreement with the Holy Spirit. It said, what I see, I act according to what the Father showed me. And he said, the Father is in me and I am in you. And I'm coming to, I will be with you, but I will come and live in you. So he's living in us by the Holy Spirit, and which implies that that is our teacher and is the revelator of the word of God. Is the one that walks in us so that we can do the work that comes and leads into success. So we are sent to the Lord, help me, enable me to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, to hear and to obey. I don't want to be a hearer only, but I will be a doer so that I can make success of what you are building in my career, in my ministry, in my marriage, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is so blonde que cusoso. Is donde que quilebri aguasocie. In the gospate. Is so blonde que cuaso. Is to ombre de que cuaso. Is so so onde que cusocia. In lo blonde que cuaso. Is so blonde que custocie. In le brendo custocie. Is so blonde que cusoso. In lo bonde que cosiato, in que cusocia, in de que cuaso, in de que libro socie, in so bronde que custosa, in lo bronde que cuaso, in so bronde que custosie, in lo ba custosia, deliver me from myself, in lo ba cuasa, and lo bosa, to no mentality that can make us to go ahead of God. Instead, watch, don't be too familiar. Beloved, it's a prayer we must pray. Lord, I don't want to be too familiar with your word, too familiar with your direction, too familiar with your spirit. Lord, guide me with your eyes. Enable me. Usobe engeli kukuzosia. Ilege kwasosie. Isoprunde gesaate. John 5:20, he said, the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, it will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. If you want to turn to and become an amazement to your world, beloved, it means you allow the Father to show you what he's doing, and we also do what we see the Father do likewise. So we are said to the Lord, is to be on the quasar. Esther got on the throne because she was obedient, attracted favor, beloved, and favor with everyone that set their eyes on him. Beloved, so from the gate man, from the even the people who are looking after them, the Enoch. Enoch is a type of the Holy Spirit. She listened to the voice of Enoch. Take only what Enoch said. Whether it sounded right on the natural level or not, go on with the voice of the Holy Spirit and you will achieve God's result. Attracted favor. I want you to say to the Lord, and say to the Lord this morning, my Father, after the order of Esther, Lord, show me favor everywhere I go, to make success of my career, to make success of my assignment, to make success in any competition after the order of Esther. Grant me favor as a result of divine insight, obedience to divine instruction, obedience to the voice of the Holy Spirit within me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, is sope engeli krekuzosia, is tonde ge kwato, is lebri akukuzoso, is sopri andake kulobrosi ate, is tole blenge kwaso, is to dombe libruzosia, is labeke kuzosie, is tunde ge libruzosie, is sopronde ge kustoso, is lobokuzoso te aya. Jesus said, whatsoever we ask the Father, he will do for us if we ask in his name. Beloved, because he was working in obedience with the Father, he has all the resources. When Esther was working in obedience, The word of the Lord says, when it was our turn to go and meet the king, the Agai, she required nothing for what Agai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And you saw earlier that she was given the required resources and the required ingredients or whatever she needed for her beauty preparation and the maids that needs to serve her. And they put her in the right place. Beloved, what did you see happen? They put in her hand everything that she needed to make a success when she appeared before the king. And to you and I, the resources of heaven are available to us to make a success of everything that we do. And the custodian of that resources, the our way into the storeroom of God is by the Holy Spirit, and is the one that knows what the Father has and give us access and make them available to us in the same manner that Agai, who is in charge of the custody of the palace, gave Esther everything that she needed to make a success, to have a competitive edge, to be able to win the competition of being able to come into the palace. So you are said to the Lord, Spirit of the living God, give me access to the resources from heaven that will cause me to make a success of my career, my interviews, my ministry, the work of my hands, in the name of Jesus. Give me divine access to heavenly resources required to build my life according to divine order, to build my ministry according to divine order, to build the work of my hands according to what heaven has seen it done, that it is said all these words that I do it as the Father showed it to me. He has access, beloved, to the resources from heaven. Esther has access to all the resources, human resources. You have said, oh God, Lord, by your divine, oh God, release, give me access to heavenly resources, Lord, that will cause earthly resources to be available to me in man and in things. Lord, that will give me everything that I need to make a success and a full proof of my calling, to make a success even at interviews, Lord, to make a success even maritally, to make a success, Lord, in the work of my hands, in my business, and in my career. It's the bondage quaso. It's the authentic quaso. In every acquaso sier. Endege quaso sier. Endege lebruso sier. Endege quaso sier. It's the prondege quaso. It's the undogo libruso ase. Endege quaso. Endege quaso sier. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9, verse 11. It is written by Solomon, I return and saw under the heaven that the race is not to the swift, a fast runner, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happens to them all. strong as I win the battle of life. Even sometimes life beats down the strong who consider that they were strong in themselves. Many are wise, but their wisdom is yet to find expression. It's not always those who have understanding of this and that it has resulted in riches. People have the same idea, and the idea was profitable for somebody else, and somebody said, "Now I have the idea too." Favor is not a product of what we know. Beloved, you will see that Esther was very tender. Esther's background was not according to what other people's background. It was an orphan. She was an orphan raised by another. But yet, every one of them are walking to time. Every one of them has the same opportunity, have the same interviews or appearance to make. But beloved, she was favored. Everyone that set their eyes on her, they were favorably disposed towards her. A little person, but with great God. A little person with divine favor. A little person in obedience became one that enjoyed what heaven has. Beloved, not every investment turned to gold, but when God's hand is in it, beloved, it can make a stone to become gold. Turn with me to chapter number 60 of Isaiah. The same way that Agai gave access to the resources of the palace, the Holy Spirit is giving you and I access to the resources of heaven, so that when we appear everywhere, he said he will surround the righteous with favor as with a shield. It's not because of a skill, but when favor go with you, the king will give you access to himself. The word of the Lord said in 15, although you have been forsaken and hated with no one traveling through you, I will make you the everlasting pride and the joy of all generations. Beloved, this is one of the scriptures that the Lord showed me. You are reading the word. He showed me in a revelation what he's doing by speaking. When Isaiah was doing the writing, he was seeing what he was writing. He said, I will make you an everlasting pride and joy of many new generations. You will drink the milk of nations and be nourished at the royal breast. You will know that I am the Lord your Savior, the Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring you gold and silver in place of iron. Instead of wood, I will bring you bronze and iron in place of stones. I will make peace your governor and well-being your ruler. No longer will violence be had in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders, but you will be called walls of salvation and your gates praise. And it begins to speak on about what is going to happen. So the result is not a natural result. It is a supernatural result, the result of divine wisdom and divine fool. Because if you want to go for a modeling of a parade, there are criteria you have to meet. Who could have said that Esther, that when they are scoring according to man, does not qualify, will become the one whose head was the crown, and she became a replacement for a Vashti? Because God that makes something out of nothing, a person that was like a nobody, God transformed and changed her and qualified her and gave her the best offer. She got the best place. Beloved, they put her where others don't have access to. So you, when you are looking at the proceeds and the profits of wisdom and revelation and insight, it won't give you what you deserve, but will give you what God has arranged for you. Beloved, it will give you over and above. That is the working of the Holy Spirit. So I do not expect myself to only get what my ability, what my mindset, what my certificate can give me. If that is what I have, I will not be speaking to you today. If it has to be because of my natural capability, I don't have any. Not to talk about that shows me how much great help I needed from the Holy Spirit to give me insight and to be able to exceed my imagination and my expectation, because he has access to the divine exceeding great riches of God that I need to make a success in everything that I do. So when you go out to an interview or you appear before any man, you are not to limit yourself by your color, by your race, by your academic qualification. There is a God inside of you bigger and larger than everything that you have acquired hitherto, that wants to manifest his greatness to give you access to those things that you do not qualify for. They didn't qualify to get gold when they were leaving Egypt. They were met, their enemy wants them to go empty-handed with no result, with no profit, with no profit. But God gave a word of wisdom. Mark your house. I'm passing through the land today. Go unto those people that have abused you and used you for 430 years. I want you to go and borrow their gold. They could have said, we don't have an asset. There is none. We don't have a down payment. Why should we go and ask them for gold? Won't they ask us for security? But they, you want to follow the way of wisdom, you have to stupidly and foolishly follow it. Because men will say you are foolish, but God is saying you are wise. Because you have to be foolish in order to be wise in the agenda of God. Beloved, they went to make a request according to what God says, and they didn't come back empty-handed. The one who spoke had already given them favor, even in the sight of their enemy, and they gave them what they needed. So there is no limit. And therefore, you have said to the Lord, I receive grace to obey you in all seasons. Lord, the rain of your favor, the shower of your favor, Lord, that will cause the riches of the Gentiles, Lord, in this land and beyond, to locate me, that will cause the exceeding grace that put into my hand what I least expected, what I do not qualify for, but what heaven has made available to me. Lord, let it be released over my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Instead, you will suck the milk of nations. Beloved, another translation said the milk of Gentiles. Beloved, it's not watching milk. God given to us what is bigger and larger than what you think or imagine by the Spirit of the living God. So you are said to the Holy Spirit, anytime I appear anywhere, Lord, give me by your Spirit the divine insight abundancia y no va a cuestionarte. Eso priando que libros ose, extende que cuatro, de ese que libros ose, the gentiles are the people that don't know God. The people in Egypt, they are not for God. They were against God. But yet they allowed them to have access, beloved, to what was needful, so that they don't go back with bad results. Beloved, Esther had access to what was required. The Bible says, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. That is why when you know the word and you believe in the integrity of God's word and you apply yourself to it, you don't go to a place and expect anybody to hate you. Everyone, whether you like it or not, it is mandated by heaven that you favor me, because the Spirit of the Lord that is at work in me has paved the way. He said, I will go before you to prepare the way, and I will make every crooked path straight. Beloved, he has gone forth, removed the stone before us. Therefore, we are favored wherever we go. Therefore, you are saying, Lord, I am clothed. I put on the garment of favor that remove every garment of disfavor. Men will go out of their way to favor me. He said to Cyrus in Isaiah 45, he said, I will unguard to you, I will unguard before you the loins of kings to open before you a double door, and your gates will not be shut. He said, I will use even the top hierarchy in any place that you go. Those who have governmental power, those who have rulership power, he said, I will use them to give you opportunity and give you access to treasures. And you will never, they will not shut the gate against you anymore. You walk in divine opportunity. So I appear before any man. I know without a shadow of doubt, they will be favorably disposed towards me. They shall be favorably disposed towards me. They shall be favorably disposed towards me, because God has gone ahead of me. He saw me, Agatha. The mountain has become level. The valleys are exalted. The stones of blockages, the stones of hindrances, they have been removed even before my face. Therefore, anyone I come in contact with, they will favor me. They shall favor me. They shall favor me. Therefore, I claim success. I claim the riches of the Jesus. I claim even what God has already made available to me in Christ Jesus, by the covenant of winning wisdom that find expression in my favor. Ustolige quasosie, istule prendege cuzoso, ille prendege quaso. Is that I will make peace your administrator and righteousness your overseer. What you have to see is that the peace and the righteousness is not sought in you. They are what God has. They are who God is that he gave us. He is our peace. He has broken down every wall. Beloved, he is, he said, my peace I give unto you. When you walk in peace, beloved, you will not be broken into pieces. When you are praised in God's peace, beloved, you will not panic the way other people are panicking and they are nervous. Instead, I will make peace your administrator. It enables you to operate in confidence. Beloved, when you see that when Jesus Christ was with his disciples in the boat, and they said, and there was storm, he said to them, they said to him, do you care that we perish? Because he was at peace, and he can speak peace. Peace is altering that situation right way they're supposed to be. Somebody who is not at peace is not sound. Peace speaks of completeness, being in charge, in dominion. Peace speaks of soundness, peace of God. Beloved, when you have that tranquility of God, you are contented. You appear, and the people that you that will look at you will see past your color, your race, your gender. They will see past. Every organization needs somebody that is confident. But Christ in you is the Prince of Peace. He said, I will allow soundness. Peace, beloved, is not a shalom. Shalom is a disposition of wellness. Prosperity. A contentment that makes you attractive and make you receptive. So it's not in the clothes. There are people that wear the best clothes. And they are shaking like a jelly. So that is why the word of the Lord said, cast not away your confidence, because it has a great recompense of reward. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse 35. Cast not away your confidence. Our confidence is not in our certificate. Our confidence is in the Lord, our God. And he said, don't waste it. Cast not away your confidence, for it has a great recompense of reward. And one of the rewards is success. And that confidence is the peace of God that is in us. The word of the Lord will say in Daniel 11:32, those who know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. It is the inner strength that achieves divine results. The confidence that is expressed in your boldness when we appear before any man, because it comes from the Lord. It is fearless confidence. It is a courageous confidence. It is not controlled by what appears. It is as a source in God and is on the inside of you. So I want you to say to yourself, by the divine revelation of the winning word of wisdom, I overcome panic, I overcome fear, I overcome shame, I overcome reproach. Everywhere I appear, everything is working for my good in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who meet me, they will favor me. Beloved, so when Esther appears, she appeared confident. She appeared gentle, meek, kind. She appeared with a beauty that is coming from the inside to the outside, because there is a peace that is on the inside of him. She was not too eager. She was not anxious. She was not agitated, because she knew the God. When I'm talking about this kind of peace, you want to go and look at Daniel. The king said, we want to kill everybody. He said, why is the king in a hurry? There is no magician or sorcerer that can give you answer. Give us more time. And he went to the God that he knows. And beloved, it went before the king because the revealer of all truth has revealed to him the question and the answer that the king needs to hear. And approach the king, the man, with confidence. Even though it was the head of that particular establishment, his dependency was not upon his certificate. Because other people that carry the same certificate like him, they cannot solve the problem. So the winning wisdom, when it builds us up on the inside, it can only show us how to profit. It can only show us how to gain. It can only show us how to progress. It can only show us how to become. Beloved, it makes us a cut above the rest. That's why I say, because when you don't, and that wisdom listens to instruction, and when you do it, it will deliver the result every time to you. I want us to thank the Lord tonight for this winning wisdom of God by his word and by the workings of it through the Holy Spirit that makes us to come into success that exceeds our imagination and our expectation. If you depend on yourself, your result will be just what you get. But if you depend on the winning wisdom of the Holy Spirit, you will have an expectation that is bigger, larger, and greater than what your certificate can give you or what your friends can do. Therefore, this morning, I want us to give God thanks who has met with us on this altar, who will do exceedingly abundantly, make us a cut above the rest, and enable us to achieve greater results even than our equal. It will surprise us even as it builds us according to Jesus said. He said, greater works. It is the power of God in us for greater works, greater achievement, greater beloved, innovative ideas, greater successes, greater, better promotion, even than the norm. When others are getting one step promotion, expect double promotion in anything that you do. Just give God praise this morning. Blessed be your name, Lord. We give you praise. Father, thank you for the entrance of your word, giveth light and understanding unto the simple. We embrace your word. Lord, thank you for the workings of your spirit, our teacher, that worked in us, that revealed to us what the Father is doing, and work it out in us, and give us access to the exceeding greatness of the riches of your glory that brings us into exceeding great result, great reward, great success, that builds us up and exceeds our imagination and expectation in the performance of your word. Thank you for testimonies that will emerge even as a result of this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Testimonies of greatness, access to divine opportunities, testimonies of even jobs that will emerge, testimonies of settlement, testimonies of peace, testimonies of healing, testimony of wellness and soundness, testimonies of hope, testimonies of relief and release, testimonies of establishment according to your word. We give you praise, our God. We honor you, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Thank you for your favor answering for us everywhere we go. Thank you, because even now we will suck the meek of Gentiles, and we will have the riches of nations. We will have the kings opening before us double doors, and our gates shall not be shut, for you will unguard their loins. You will make them to walk in our favor beyond what they will naturally do to other people in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, our God. I cover everyone under the sound of my voice and connected to this commission tonight with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. And I decree and declare that all things will work together for our good, and the Redeemer of the Lord shall return with singing unto Zion. I declare also, as we lay down to sleep tonight, our sleep shall be sweet. We will hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way, walk in it, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. And these 3 hours of sleep will be to us like 10 hours of sleep. Lord, we will be refreshed, renewed, re-energized, re-equipped, able to come to Zion, to present between the altar and the couch, and the pouch, and to lay hold of the winning wisdom of God that is profitable, that is peaceable, that will produce proofs for our lifting, for our establishment, for our gain, and for our profit. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that this siege is over. We honor you, our God. Blessed be your name, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.